MID.
Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Hello, welcome on Delta FM 90.2. You're listening to the student radio of LP2I. Today we'll speak about poverty in South Africa. During this radio program, I will welcome the economist Peter.
Hello.
The CEO, Mr. McCowell.
Hello.
And the worker, Mrs. Aluda.
Hi.
Together, they will try to tell you if there has been a real improvement since the end of apartheid. With 43 million inhabitants, lot of natural resources, the developed transport infrastructures, South Africa is the first economic power in Africa. But large parts of population still live in extreme poverty. Now, Peter is going to tell you about the economical situation.
Yes. During the apartheid, the economy was led by white people. In general, black people lived in a township. The economy depended on natural resources like gold or diamonds. During the apartheid, there were a lot of inequalities.
And since the end of the apartheid, how have these inequalities evolved?
During the apartheid, the economy was led by white people. Black people didn't have any rights. They lived in a township in bad conditions. 1% of white people was unemployed, whereas 25% black people was unemployed. Segregation was everywhere. White people had money, so they had a good education, while black people didn't have a good education and not qualifications. In 1976, in black areas, there was one teacher for 60 pupils, while in white areas, there was one teacher for 22 pupils. The sanitarians' conditions were deplorable. We count one doctor for 44,000 black people, and more health was ravaging black community in the townships.
Mm. And since ANC is in charge, which new reforms have been implemented?
No, ANC is in charge. Human rights are respected. Overall, the situation has improved, the sanitarians' conditions improved, but the reform was made for people belonging to the ANC. In rich people become richer, there is one political party which led the government. And because of the affirmative action, white people are being sent into townships. Unqualified or unemployed white people can receive some government's help. Thanks to these affirmative actions, we talk about poor white. The economical situation who has improved between 1994 to 2005 is damages more than 40% less of 30 years are unemployed. The rate of activities for 18-24 have fallen of 20% since 2008. The new government have constituted a middle black class. There are many social tensions, like strikes and manifestations against the government. The growth rate is brought down in 2012 by the FMI.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you.
Now we'll listen to a part of a song entitled 8 Goals for Africa. The 8 Goals for Africa song is a part of awareness and advocacy campaign developed by the United Nations system in South Africa on the 8 Millennium Development Goals. Ending poverty in 2015 is the historic promise that 199 world leaders made at the UN Millennium Summit in 2000. This song is interpreted by 8 artists, one artist for one goal. One goal we interstress, poverty.
MID, les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
A dollar a day,
and there is no answer to the hunger. And the poverty never seems to go away. They are asking how much longer.
Let the children go to school, let there be no reason. They can get an education. I see the beautiful minds coming from miles and miles like butterflies. Let's feed the thirst and the rise. Time is ticking, ticking, it's ticking away. Hear the call for a true war. Yes, a luta continua, there's no time to delay. The Africa we dream of, only it goes away. Africa, 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 oh.
The second goal of this song concerns you, Mr. McAwell, because it's about the education, one of your most important problems.
Yes, I can hear people who don't have a diploma. During the apartheid, lots of people didn't have a good education. Today, most of inhabitants are still not going at school. So I think that South Africa should invest money on education. It should help children to have access to school and be able to better train them. There is a good government, but they haven't got the abilities to make the reform of education effectively. This lack of abilities give a high rate of unemployment.
Thank you very much, Mr. McAwell. And now the worker, Mrs. Aruda, will try to tell us what is the worker situation in township.
Well, the alarming situation of increasing inequality between the rich and the poor, especially between blacks and whites, causes more and more conflicts in South Africa. 22% of the population lives with less than 283 rands per month, a constant dollar per day, against 31% in 1995, the year of which the South African population has turned the page of apartheid with the election of the first black president, Nelson Mandela. The townships are angry because there is too much poverty in South Africa. So there are many conflicts and violence between the young township inhabitants and the authority. We are fighting against the very high rate of unemployment and the bad public service. We ask for current water too, electricity and good accommodations. We are too many poor people. The government tries to improve our quality of life, but the inequality increases. In spite of the progress since the end of the apartheid that gives access to public service, the confrontation is higher than before. Many South Africans live under the threshold of poverty, and 25% of the population is hit by unemployment.
Okay, thank you very much, Mrs. Aruda. It was very interesting. Thank you, dear auditors, to have been with us. I hope that was interesting and that we taught you what poverty in South Africa. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Goodbye, see you later.
MID. Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.